Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:43. The vast majority of the furniture we buy in Ireland is manufactured in the Far East to keep costs down. Anyone buying European-made furniture often needs to consult his bank manager first. But there is an Irish company which not only makes brand new sofas and suites, but restores old furniture and gives them a new lease of life. And in doing so, does wonders for the circular economy. It's called Finnline Furniture and it's based in County Laois. And one of its bosses is the Green Business Person of the Month for the month of May with Repac. Congratulations, Killian Finan from Finnline Furniture. Good morning, Killian.
Morning, Joe. How you doing?
And congrats.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about the business.
Finnline Furniture, we were established by my parents, Kieran and Bridget, in 1979. We have 75 staff, 55 of which are based at our factory. And then we have
In Emo, County Laois,
exactly, yeah, a small little village. We have showrooms in Dublin, Cork and Galway, as well as at the factory. And we predominantly sell directly to the customer, essentially.
So you don't go through a wholesaling business?
No. So we have a small bit of that whereby we would wholesale into, I suppose, the UK and further afield. But the majority of our business will be our direct-to-consumer, say, into Ireland, our Irish customers.
Tell us about the circular economy bit.
So I suppose this is a journey that we've gone on. Myself and a colleague of mine, Vanessa O'Rourke, have attended different workshops over the years through sustainability and circularity. But in one of them, they really challenged us to kind of figure out about our end of life and what happens to sofas at the end of life. We know that we make a really good product, a really long-lasting, sustainable product, but we never really try to figure out what happens to sofas when someone's finished them in 15, 20, 30 years.
Often ends up in a skip, doesn't it?
Exactly. And actually through, you know, EU regulations, that kind of stuff will be frowned upon, I suppose, in years to come or in time. That can happen shortly enough, maybe. But I suppose we looked at this kind of saying, you know, we make the sofas, we make the frames, we make every part of the process. We own our customer, if that makes sense. And we also wanted to figure out how we can do something with the sofas at the end of the life, at the end of their life, or when someone didn't want them. So what we effectively do is we would take back the sofa, we strip it down to its you know, the core of it, which will be its frame, its timber frame. And we use a kind of a social enterprise. We work with a social enterprise called Love Back to Life by Asheri. And it's... what we do with
new
that...
New padding and new upholstery?
Yeah, exactly. New fabrics and new padding where necessary in that. So the price of the piece of furniture, that once was maybe 1,500, we're now selling it for maybe 1,100, something along those lines. And I suppose what the real gain here is that we're working with a social enterprise who are training people how to strip back the furniture, but also we're keeping this furniture in circulation for longer. And really, when it comes down to circularity, in that keeping furniture and keeping items in circulation for longer is the most sustainable thing you can do.
And so if someone is out there who might not have bought their original furniture from you, could they bring it into you guys and you could say, okay, we can reupholster it and repad it?
We do a little bit of that, but generally no. It's really only our own furniture.
Ah, right.
So we've been in business for 40...
Because you know where the timber has come from.
Exactly. We know that it's the right type of timber. Not just that, but also the templates as far as the shapes and the design of the furniture. Each model or each cushion or each sofa has a different design. We would have the templates for all of our own. So it's effectively our own IP, if that makes sense. But we, you know, for us to recover other people's stuff, it wouldn't be as economical, I suppose.
And talking of economics, how can you afford to make furniture when, you know, European furniture is way more expensive than stuff that's imported from the Far East?
Well, look, we've been doing it for a long, long time. We have really, really good, committed, dedicated staff. We have really good people who work with us and have worked with us for many a year.
But is it about the staff or surely it's about the materials in terms of the big costs?
Absolutely. The cost of everything has gone up. I mean, you were just in with the Patricia there who was speaking about, you know, insurance costs have gone up. Everything, the cost of labour has gone up. Minimum wage has gone up. But at the same time, we are going direct to consumer. So there's no middleman as far as we're concerned. Mm-hmm. And there's great value for the customer in terms of not just the price point on day one, but it, you know, in 10 years' time, they can get the furniture recovered. They can bring it back to get it revived effectively.
Mm. Does the timber come from around Leash area?
No. So it's a German beach, actually. Okay. There needs to be enough, flex in the actual wood. The beach that we have here is a little bit wet.
About the materials, the upholstery and all that, is that brought in from everywhere?
The likes of fabrics, we would go to fabric shows. Again, we buy direct from mills. So we would buy from Italy, we buy from Turkey, and we buy from Belgium predominantly, and we would go to fabric shows all over the world, and we're looking for the best value but also the most popular styles of materials. And you're looking for something that's in trend, effectively. So,
what is in trend at the moment in sofas? And
There's lots of. We're prototyping 5 or 6 different designs at the moment. Some kind of curved sofas. Velvet is a very big seller at the moment. Yeah, absolutely. Again, it falls back to the likes of Instagram, and you know, it's different to what it was 15, 20 years ago, where we might choose a design ourselves from going to different shows and looking around, you know, traveling and different things. Now, you would be hard pressed not to look at the likes of Instagram and what's happening out there in the
so called influencers.
World. Exactly, yeah.
And they genuinely influence people, do they?
Yeah, they do, in fairness. Yeah, and we work with them up and down as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you get Irish influencers or international?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they sprawl themselves on the sofa and then you put up that at social media.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes we've worked with them where they've come up with their own designs. We'll work with them in that regard, and then we would release a model, you know, that might be named after them or something along those lines. But we're happy to work with anybody who are happy to promote us. I suppose,
and they need their green credentials, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah.
How is the market out there?
It's the last year or so has been good for us. We opened a new showroom actually on the Longwell Road, and it's, I suppose, our flagship. We spent a lot of money on it, a lot of time to get the look of the showroom right, and bring our kind of brand on in terms of looking a bit more modern. We would be kind of renowned for being a little bit more traditional in terms of our designs and that. But over the past decade, we've really brought on our designs and modernised them. But it's the business has been going well. We're lucky in that regard. Again, we have control over our marketing. We have control over our customers. We have brilliant sales staff as well. So, you know, when it comes to giving customers really good advice, you know, we're not just trying to sell a sofa. We're trying to sell a sofa that's going to be sitting in someone's house for 20 years and that they can bring it back to us after that 20 years and we can recover it over and over.
Yeah.
So, you know, that we take an awful lot of time in terms of sales. So we get an awful lot of referral business, which is great. We don't do that much marketing because essentially our customers do our talking for us and pass on the word.
Well, congratulations, Killian. That's Killian Finan.
Yeah.
From Finn Line Furniture for being the Green Business Person of the Month with Repac.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.